We didn't set out to make a horror film. I had no models. None of the great horror films were my models. Right. Nothing, you know, the scariest film I had ever seen at the time was Psycho.
Right.
Which also is at least as much of a suspense film as it is a horror film. And then much later, the scariest film I've seen was Alien, yep. which is undoubtedly a horror film and a great one. Interestingly, there are very few films that I could name that I think are classic horror films. And, you know, to me, The Exorcist is a suspense film, but it's about the mystery of faith. That is the text, not the subtext.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, everyone remembers Hitchcock as the master of suspense. And so I think you're dead on to use that as your motto. Now, I know you encountered him, right, back in when you were shooting a TV episode, right, in the Alfred Hitchcock Hour. And he gave you a little grief about your tie, right? Tell us the story.
Well, I directed the very last Alfred Hitchcock Hour that they made. It had been on for 10 years, and I did the last one. I was very young and had never been on a soundstage. But I'd made a documentary that impressed the producers of the Hitchcock Hour. And one day he came on the set to do his introductions. He would come in one day and film about a week's worth of introductions. And he was brought over to where I was directing a scene with John Gavin.
Wow. And of Psycho, right? Yeah.
John Gavin, who was in Psycho and is now one of my best friends. And we actually shot at the Bates Motel as well in that film. It's called Off Season.
Wow.
But Hitchcock was brought over to meet me. And of course, he was a legend then. And he walked over to me with this entourage, all in black suits like him. And he stuck out his hand in a manner that appeared as though he wanted me to kiss it. It wasn't like a handshake.
Kiss the ring.
It felt like that. His hand was sort of clammy, I must say. And I took his hand and I said, "Oh, what a great pleasure to meet you." And he said, "Mr. Friedkin, usually our directors wear ties." And I thought he was kidding. And so I started to mumble out some stupid answer. I was wearing a T-shirt and Gap pants. And he was, of course, in his black suit and black tie. And before I could finish my answer, he walked away. And then I think it was about 5 years later, I had won the Directors Guild Award for French Connection. Mm-hmm. And at the dinner, I noticed that it's done at a dinner. And I noticed in the table right below where I was standing on the stage to accept the award, there was Hitchcock and his family. And so I had one of these rented tuxedos and a clip-on bow tie. And I had this enormous Directors Guild Award. Instead of going off stage to do interviews with the press, I walked down the center steps to Hitchcock's table, and I snapped my bow tie at him, and I said, "How do you like the tie now, Hitch?"
Did he say anything back?
No, he stared at me like I was crazy. He didn't remember it, of course, but I carried it with me for all those years.
Oh, that is priceless.
But I must say, you know, I still regard him as one of the very greatest filmmakers of all time, as most people do.
Yeah, if not the greatest. Amazing. You mentioned The French Connection. I do want to ask you about that. But before we move on from Hitch, do you have a favorite Hitchcock movie? I mean, for me, it's Vertigo all the way.
Psycho.
Psycho? Yeah.
Nothing compares to that for me. I love North by Northwest. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really great thriller. I did a commentary on the Vertigo, the DVD of Vertigo, may even be the Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. But Vertigo is probably Hitchcock's most personal film, mm-hmm. in that it really gets to his own his own hang-ups. And but
right.
I don't fancy it as much as I do Psycho or North by Northwest. And there's some others that are really great, not just suspense films. He was a great director of comedy.
Romance,
and love
too.
Scenes. His love scenes are masterful and understated. Everything about Hitchcock, except Psycho, is very understated, except for the films that followed Psycho, like Frenzy, and the one he did with Paul Newman, which is, you know, where he knew he could get away with the harder stuff. Mm-hmm. But earlier on, it was pure suspense.
Yeah, if I don't, for some reason, Vertigo, I don't know, it just planted a seed in me the first time I watched it, and I almost obsessively returned to it, and I find more and more stuff the more I watch it. Like, in the opening scene, when the villain first brings Jimmy Stewart into his, you know, his shipbuilding office, and he tells him the whole tale, basically, he puts on a performance about, you know, that his wife is being possessed, and he's trying to, you know, entrap Jimmy to follow her with this story. He steps up onto like another level in the room. It's like almost like a dining room attached to his office. And literally the second that he starts telling this story and putting on this performance, telling this lie, he steps up as if on a stage and walks around. And the second he's done telling his little story, he comes down off of it. Or there's little things like that throughout the whole thing, or how he's always tilting up to show bell towers behind Jimmy throughout his, you know, whole San Francisco detective trail, or the reds and the greens versus the mortal and the eternal world. And for some reason, I just keep coming back to that. But hey, I can't fault you for Psycho. I mean, that movie has got so much going on in it too. We could talk forever about Hitch, I'm sure.
Yeah. Very interesting man. Very interesting, very complicated. And he's one of the few American filmmakers that was able to put his own obsessions on the screen constantly, and all of his films taken together are like an autobiography of Hitchcock.
Yeah, it's incredible.